The story of our world is a story that is still very imperfectly known. A couple of hundred years ago, men possessed the history of little more than the last 3,000 years. What had happened before that time was a matter of legend and speculation. Over a large part of the civilized world, it was believed and taught that the world had been created suddenly in 4004 BC, though authorities differed as to whether this had occurred in the spring or the autumn of that year. This fantastically precise misconception was based upon a too literal interpretation of the Hebrew Bible and upon rather arbitrary theological assumptions connected therewith. Such ideas have long since been abandoned by religious teachers, and it is universally recognized that the universe in which we live has to all appearances existed for an enormous period of time, and possibly for endless time. Of course, there may be deception in these appearances, as a room may be made to seem endless by putting mirrors facing each other at either end. But that the universe in which we live has existed only for 6 or 7,000 years may be regarded as an altogether exploded idea. The Earth, as everybody knows nowadays, is a spheroid, a sphere slightly compressed, orange fashion, with a diameter of nearly 8,000 miles. Its spherical shape has been known at least to a limited number of intelligent people for nearly 2,500 years, but before that time, it was supposed to be flat, and various ideas which now seem fantastic were entertained about its relations to the sky and the stars and the planets. We now know that it rotates upon its axis every 24 hours, which is about 24 miles shorter than its equatorial diameter, and that this is the cause of the alternations of day and night, that it circles about the sun in a slightly distorted and slowly variable oval path in a year. Its distance from the sun varies between 91.5 million at its nearest and 94.5 million miles. About the Earth circles a smaller sphere, the Moon, at an average distance of 239,000 miles. Earth and Moon are not the only bodies to travel around the sun. There are also the planets, Mercury and Venus, at distances of 36 and 37 millions of miles. And beyond the circle of the Earth, and disregarding a belt of numerous smaller bodies, the planetoids, there are Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, and Neptune, at mean distances of 141, 483, 886, 1,782, and 1,793 millions of miles, respectively. These figures in millions of miles are very difficult for the mind to grasp. It may help the reader's imagination if we reduce the sun and planets to a more conceivable, smaller scale. If we then represent our Earth as a little ball of 1 inch diameter, the sun would be a big globe 9 feet across and 323 yards away. That is about a fifth of a mile, 4 or 5 minutes walking. The Moon would be a small pea, 2 feet and a half from the world. Between Earth and Sun, there would be the two inner planets, Mercury and Venus, at distances of 125 and 250 yards from the Sun. All round and about these bodies, there would be emptiness until you came to Mars, 175 feet beyond the Earth. Jupiter, nearly a mile away, a foot in diameter. Saturn, a little smaller, 2 miles off. Uranus, 4 miles off. And Neptune, 6 miles off. Then nothingness and nothingness, except for small particles and drifting scraps of attenuated vapour for thousands of miles. The nearest star to Earth on this scale would be 40,000 miles away. These figures will perhaps serve to give one some conception of the immense emptiness of space in which the drama of life goes on. For, in all of this enormous vacancy of space, we know certainly of life only upon the surface of the Earth. It does not penetrate much more than 3 miles down into the 4,000 miles that separate us from the centre of our globe. And it does not reach much more than 5 miles above its surface. Apparently, all the limitlessness of space is otherwise empty and dead. The deepest ocean dredgings go down to 5 miles. The highest recorded flight of an aeroplane is little more than 4 miles. Men have reached to 7 miles up in balloons, but at a great cost of suffering. No bird can fly so high as 5 miles, and small birds and insects, which have been carried up on airplanes, drop off insensible far below that level.